You know, with KRS, you know, I always said I respected him. I never said the dude was trash. I think, you know. Yeah, he might have something to say about me. But, nah, man, KRS is not trash. He definitely still has, like, his old flow and stuff like that. KRS is talking about some real shit on the album. I think it's unquestioned that he can rap, so you know, and I actually thought the production was really on point too. I really enjoyed it. It bumps in the whip and it definitely has some replay value. Not the whole album in general, but like The Solution, I think that was my favorite track on there. The Solution was definitely dope. He's definitely talking about the stuff that, you know, is really happening in the world and people just need to open up their eyes to it. But I really like the album. I think the PDB album was dope.
And but yeah, I like the album, man. This is good KRS-One. Because, you know, the past few releases he had, I wasn't really feeling that much. But this album, I can see why he named it the BDP album. Because it takes me back to that time, man. You can, like, you know, when we did the Under Guys review, like Ken and Mike said, you can put this album and take it back to, you know, late 80s, early 90s and get that, and still get that feel from KRS-One with this album. I thought overall it was a good album. I think after track 10, I didn't really care for the last, like, what, two tracks of it. But overall, this was a good album. It's very slept on. I know it's gonna be one of the best slept on albums for this year for me. So, KRS-One had
to. You know the last track
with
outro.
I ain't paying
you. So it was that good new old shit, right?
Like, yeah, I was about like you said, good new old. But you know what? I think the production, it sounded very little basic. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it. Yeah, I mean, it didn't sound like really new.
No,
it wasn't supposed to sound.
Well, it's not even him. It wasn't his production.
It was his brother.
But that's Parker. The correction, though. It was called the BDB album because Kenny Parker was a DJ for BDB when Scott LaRock died. Mm-hmm. That's why they called it the BDB album.
Because that's why he was saying it was dope, man.
I thought it was dope.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't like. Yeah, dope.
I thought it was dope. Really? These are the best beats KRS has gone over in the past 5 albums, I think. And that includes Metaphysical, Godsville, and the one he did with Bumpy Knuckle.
Yep.
I wasn't really feeling those albums either, but this, he killed this album. He sounds angry. Mm-hmm. He was spitting.
Tote guns,
I make numbers. Yeah, man. Like, from that first track, I thought it was dope.
That was some
A. And I like what he said, learn and develop yourself. That spells lady, so I'm teaching.
Yeah.
Yo, the dude, he's
always
been like that. No, he's always been like that.
That's the part that I've missed about KRS Late.
I've always been a fan of his, but his past couple albums, I really couldn't co-sign. And no offense to anybody, but he doesn't sound all, like, passive and Christian like he used to sound. Like, remember for a while, he was just talking about God all the time?
About 2000.
Yeah, I was like, man, I'm tired of this shit, man. Come on. Then you want to talk about the Aztecs and shit? Now he's back. He said, you not an MC that spits, you suck and get spit on. KRS hasn't spit like that in a while, man. I enjoyed that album.
I really kind of only felt half of the album. Starting at track 7, which is more or less an interlude. Actually, I think starting before that one, I did start to actually like that track before that. I can't remember the name. But right along track 7, for me, like, the production really, really, really picked up for me. And, you know, I really liked, you know, a lot of the songs on the second half of the album. You know, I was able to appreciate, you know, the songs on the first half of the album as I was able to kind of sit with it a little bit more and understand the album as a whole. So... So for me, like, when I first listened to it, man, I only liked, like, half of the album when I first started out. But overall, though, I agree with everything you guys said. But, you know, for me, it was, like, a half of an album.
Could you say the second half, like from 7 to 12, sounded better than 1 through?
I thought it was pretty consistent.
Yeah, I thought it was consistent throughout. I didn't hear something different.
I just said I like the second half better than the first.
Right, I'm not trying to make a clear distinction between the two. I just said the songs on the second half started with number 7 for me are the songs that I enjoyed and played the most. The one with I Do It, that heavy bass line that they had on that one. The track after that, Hustle, I think it was one after that I liked. And then, of course, the one before the interlude.
Like
the
2012 track? Mm-hmm.
Which one was that?
That's the one you talk about all of the years and... Talk about
no, that was the last. That was the second to the last track.
Yeah,
I
appreciated the same from both of
Mike on that one.
You know what? But I appreciated that track because I was like, damn, I felt like I learned something from the hip hop.
company right, you get your ass kicked.
Right, meaning
that's what I need.
Give me the arrogant character.
What like, you guys, back. You guys, gas like you just finished watching 8 Mile?
Yeah, like come on, man.
I don't make dance lyrics. I make advanced lyrics. Yeah. Like, I mean, his fan base will always be intact, and I think they're gonna always fuck with KRS-One, whether the music is
even his fan base was saying,
yes.
I mean, I'm his fan base. You know, you're his fan. We're his fan base.
So you don't think it's hardcore fan?
They were worried, man, for a minute. All of us were a little worried about KRS because he was. I think he was dropping albums too fast. It was like he was almost. What is he doing? Like 2 albums a year?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He was looking like, yeah, what's the name of this album? This album came out by KRS.
What?
Right.
He
was like,
it's like I think they're like, oh, you're the new KRS. I thought I did. I thought I did 2 weeks ago. Nothing.
No one knows.
What's going on? Dropping on my iPad.
Right.
Oh, you just bought that one. Here goes.
Yeah, exactly. But and his lyrics weren't really, they weren't bad by any means. KRS-One has never done whack lyrics, but they weren't KRS-One level.
It wasn't this album.
It wasn't this album. This album, I really felt like there was some serious time and effort put into this shit because Kenny Parker laid the
It just felt sure like you probably felt at home, though.
Yeah, and it was long way.
Right, he felt comfortable. Yeah. But we needed this from KRS-One. We needed him to come back and say, like, look, us old motherfuckers, we can still rhyme. I mean, y'all are making these dance tracks and these fucking ringtone tracks, but that ain't shit. Fuck with me for
a minute. There's no substance in it, man. And I think that's the thing I
really liked about this. It's substance, and he touched on, you know, it's KRS. At the end of the day, he just touched on a lot of things, and he just he brought it on this album. He brought it.
Man, I think... You know, when KRS-One drops an album, you know, it just seems to almost kind of go unnoticed. Because
there's no promotion for it. He's on.
Because people don't really care.
I think they would. Shit, I follow KRS-One. And I didn't even know his album dropped until somebody hit me on Twitter and was like, you're the new KRS-One. I was like, I didn't know
I thought it was like a compilation album at first. Because when I saw the name, I'm like, the beat. What?
Yeah,
I thought it was a compilation, like kind of like a best of or something like that. So,
and even look at the cover, it looks like
because
it's real cheap.
Look old,
yeah, it looks old. It looks real cheap, and he's look at the DJ and DJ.
So yeah, I thought it was like some old compilation songs, like unreleased songs that they didn't that they didn't drop or whatever. So.
KRS-One needs help with not an image; he needs help with promotion because he's not getting the word out when he drops albums.
You think he'll ever stop rapping?
There was a short period of time where I was actually hoping that KRS-One would stop rapping. Because it was almost like when you're watching a really dope-ass show and you want it to end before it gets bad. You know, like The Wire, when it ended on season 5. You're like, great, perfect. It didn't get shitty before it ended. KRS-One, he started putting out albums that were a little subpar. I was like, dude,
your legacy.
Exactly.
Like 03 and 203.
Yep.
Your legacy. Oh,
203 was like, oh, fuck, I
don't want to watch this again. I don't want to watch this.
Yes. I was like, I don't even want to talk about this album.
Yeah.
But right now, I want the KRS-One album because I want to see what he does next.
I do too.
Up next, you'll
probably get one in 3 months.
DJ Premier, Return of the Team Bitch.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. He's doing an album with Premier.
Will it come out, though? Really
it'll come out because Premier ain't doing nothing right now. And KRS-One, all he does is write one label. Ain't nobody chasing that
Premier. Absolutely.
I'm saying.
He has the NYGs and... And what's that guy? That guy he has?
White guy. Exactly. I forgot his name.
Exactly. Yeah. So like I said.
Exactly. He's middle chat. He's going to do this.
I think he's going to do it because I think it'll be great for both of them.
It'll probably be some time in the fall or something this year.
Because you know how both of them are. They're always like, we need to rejuvenate hip-hop.
Yeah.
And KRS-One's all, I am hip-hop. And Premier's like, I am hip-hop. So they both hip-hop.
Yeah.
You got two motherfuckers they like the Wonder Twins. Form of hip-hop.